From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former U.S. FBI Director James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he described how he thinks President Trump tried to derail the FBI investigation into his campaign's alleged ties with Russia. Get more on the story from VOA's Bill Gallo.
In his testimony Thursday, former FBI Director James Comey pushed a persistent theme: the independence of the FBI.
The FBI is honest. The FBI is strong. And the FBI is and always will be independent.
It was a common thread underlying virtually all of the accusations Comey made toward President Donald Trump, whether it was Trump's demand for a pledge of loyalty from Comey, or that he urged Comey to drop an investigation into his former national security advisor. Comey made it clear he sees Trump as a unique threat to the longstanding barrier that prevents the presidency from interfering with the FBI. Trump's lawyer refuted key parts of Comey's testimony. Still, it's an issue for the Trump administration that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, the White House.
Voters in Britain have dealt Prime Minister Theresa May's ruling Conservative Party a major setback in a snap election, with the party losing its majority in Parliament. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
Prime Minister called the election because she wanted a mandate. Well, the mandate she's got is lost Conservative seats, lost votes, lost support, and lost confidence. I would have thought that's enough to go, actually, and make way for a government that will be truly representative of all of the people of this country.
Earlier, May said no matter which party wins, the Conservatives will work to move the country forward. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.